Good morning, everyone. Be'ez Hashem, we continue with Deir Shemeshu and Simen Yud Aleph Sif Dalid, issue number 34. We're discussing here in Hilchos Tzitzis the length of the tzitzis. The length of the tzitzis. We're going to go back a drop. We started Sif Dalid a little last week. We'll go back to the beginning of Sif Dalid, and then we'll pick up from there. Mechari says, Oyrich Hachutim. The length of the tzitzis. Oyrich Hachutim Hashmoina Ein Pachus. Midalad gudlim. Cannot be less than 4 gudlim. We said gudl is the thumb knuckle. A knuckle is the gudl. And 4 knuckles of the length, that's the first opinion. Mechavis says another opinion. V'yesh ayrim, yud beis gudlim. Now those that say that it's 12 gudlim. 12 gudlim. That's the minimum length that your tzitzis have to be. V'chein. And the minig is like the second opinion that your tzitzis had to be 12 gudlim. Ulamailo elam shir. You want to make it longer? You can make it longer. Elam shir. We will discuss that there's a problem making it too long in regards to the fact that make it too long and you sit down. And your tzitzis are yotze schor b'seidu because now they're dragging on the ground and they're making them dirty. So that there is a negative in that regard. Hagol Rama says, "V'imosoy oiroch yoisimidai yoch lekatzur." If you made it longer and you want to shorten it, you're permitted to do so. V'im bazim mishum tassel when the osin is no concern of transgressing the cloud, the halachic principle of what's called tassel v'loim in the osin, which we've seen a few times. And what is tassel in the osin? You have to make the tzitzis. Not that they should be made already. So the reason why shortening the tzitzis is not a concern of taslim and the osi because they're already made. You already have the length of the tzitzis, and by you shortening it, you're not taking away anything that's halachically relevant to the mitzvah. Before we see further in the mechaber, let's catch up with the mishnah sif katan yutes. The mechaber told us the length has to be. The first opinion says dalit gudlum. So how do you measure what is the gudul? So we said in the ksubas, in the gemara ksubas daf hey mit beis, on the top of the omid tells us the names of the fingers, and the thumb is called a gudul. So it's the thumb knuckle of an average sized person. And what did they know? You said a perikalion, and we measure from the joint. B'makom harachah b'emsoi, the middle part of your knuckle. So he says another way of giving the measurement for this, for the shear of the minimum length of the tzitzis, is that be 7 barley beans, barley seeds that are connected near each other. That's what by the width, when you line them up in the width direction, or if you do the length, but 2 near each other. Okay. That's another way of measuring your gudul, a gudul. V'chei noyegin, however, the Mechari says, the minig is to go like 12 gudlim. V'chei pasak alavush, and that's what lavush pasak has been kain. Lo'yofo oysen ha'moichwin. Sh'me tzamtzimin b'midas archon. It's not appropriate. They just said that sellers, when they sell the tzitzis, the mamish exact in the measurement. So apparently this was a concern back then, in the times of the Chofetz Chaim, that they weren't putting the right measurement length of the tzitzis strings. The karva davli is brachal atala, and it's close to be a brachal atala. Because even though min ha-Torah it's efficient midaraisa with the small amount choshu of string midrabanan beinon she yud beis gudlin acharak shiram levad ma shemunach al keren habeged v'yesh lazir malkach. So the Chavetz Chaim here in the Mishnah is bringing this from the Prima Godim that was a concern in his days. So that's what the Prima Godim concludes over here, says the Mishnah Rura, that the 12 gudlim, where do you measure from? After the kshira, after the knot, and it's hanging down al kanfei videm on the corner of your beged. In other words, it sits. We'll learn this more inside, but we'll say now that tzitzis should not be hanging straight down. It should be al kanfei videm off the corner. So let's say this is straight down, right? So you don't want to hang it straight down. You want to bring it to the side. You want to bring it, and it hangs off the corner. So after that knot, wherever that corner, the knot is, 12 gudlim from there. Sivkot and chof aleph. So we said, l'mayla einam shir. You want to make him longer, it's not a problem. V'riya yinoi la'aso yisei oruch yoyser. K'deishim yiposik tzas gamkein yishor boi kishir. The ri was noyeg to make them longer. Because if they would break, if they would rip, so then you wouldn't be so concerned because you still have, you already gave like extra, like a buffer zone, gave some extra, so now that they ripped, you're protected. Back in the top of the page, the Mechaber says, Echad mi'achutim ye'yoyse oruch. When you're making your tzitzis, and this is literally, this is part of the stages of the process of how to make your tzitzis. One that has to be longer. We call it the shamish. Just like you have on Hanukkah, when you light the, you have the shamish lighting everything else. So the longer string is referred to sometimes as the shamish. Kedei sheyichuch boi hagedil, because you want to wrap the gedil. You want to wrap the hagedil hainu hecholok mi'atzitzis she'enei oruk. The gedil are the strings that are not wrapped together yet. She'enei oruk. It's not woven and wrapped together. So you want to have the longer one just to go around the other ones. Hagav v'shir aniskir yeh b'tzitzis la'achah sh'niksha. This 12 gudlim is the measurement of the tzitzis strings la'achah sh'niksha, after it's been tied, like we just mentioned. Milvan mashmunach al keren ha'beged. Besides for that which is on the corner al keren ha'beged. Explains the Mishnah here in Sif Katun. In Sif Katun Chav Beis. So one of the strings that sits has to be longer. What happens if the manufacturer made a mistake and you're making your own tzitzis and you don't have such a long string to go around everything? Your shamish is not such a good shamish. You should wrap some krichas from one string, from the other string. In other words, just that's sufficient to use whatever strings you could use to wrap. Why? He said because when you made the tcheles, the tzitzis with tcheles, that's what they would do anyway. They would make some of the wrappings from tcheles and some of the wrappings from lovin. And Sarach Liro, he said to say, she yishtairu b'chol achutin orchon yud beis gudlin. The length has to be a minimum of, like we said, 12 gudlin after the kricha and the shira. So after you wrap it, when you measure everything, you take out your halachic tape measure, so you're measuring the wrappings, the 7, 8, 11, 13, the those called the wrappings, and then the two knots in between each one. And then all of that together, and the strings has to be after the first knot, right? After the first knot, this is the first knot. This has to be at least 12 gudlin. So you measure, take the thumb, right? No way, your tzitzit you're wearing, I'm sure, 12 gudlin. It says inside. For those on the audio, I was just showing my tzitzit.
Didn't we say if one breaks off even at the knot, it's still kosher, right? Or not?
When you say at the kesher, the knot, so if one breaks off and it's right by the beged where it's tied, then it's possible. Yes. If one breaks off, one rips over here, and for those in the audio, I am... it's at the corner of the beged, the part closest to the corner of the beged, because that your first kesher.
You're missing a string.
If any one of these rip, you're missing a string, it's possible, and you cannot make a bracha, you cannot make a kaina mitzvah. What you're referring to, I believe, is at the end, after all of the of the knots,
right,
when your tzitzis are hanging down, if one of them will rip off in that spot, then it's still kosher because you have the other side, the other string is still there.
But it's not 12 gudlin.
No, you still have 12 gudlin, even though, because you really, I'm saying you really need four strings of 12 gudlin, right? I mean, the eight is we're talking about the bidyevid here. But the bidyevid, if one ripped off, it still is kosher.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
One string, you said?
If one string ripped off.
And then it's still kosher.
As long as you have four on the other side.
As long as you have four on the other side, right. That's what when you make it, you have to make sure. We're going to see later on, one of the aces is if you make your own tzitzis, is to make a bow, take the four strings, and then, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but we'll say now that take the four strings and then make a bow of one set of the four. Tie them like a slip knot. Tie them together. And this way you know that they're not crossing to the other side. Because when you wrap them back and forth, you get confused what's what. So this way you have one is like stationary and the other one is one going around. And then if one, therefore, if one rips, if one sits a strip, you know you have a whole string attached on the other side still. It's not a problem. Okay. Sif Katin. Where are we here? Chav Beis? Chav Gimel, thank you. So the Rama said, the Mechariz rather said, that if you want, you can make, he says like this, Echad mechut miya aruch, yoyse aruch, one should be longer, kidei sheyichruich boya gedil, in order to wrap the gedil. The gedil, we said, gedil, kore gedil ha-shem ha-osid. She nase gedil, acha sheyichruich ha-lov. So it's called gedil, even though it's not a gedil, because it's referring to the future end case of what it's going to look like. Korug adil al shem osit. Shinasa gedil acha shenichrachalov, after it's wrapped on it. Vizeo shikosav ramah, this is the Ramah says, acha kach hainu hecholok. The Ramah is telling us, what is the gedil? Hainu hecholok miyat tzitzis, the smooth part of the tzitzis, the straight part of the tzitzis, she'enei orug. As when they say cholok, cholok usually means smooth. Here means the straight part that's not twisted, it's not wrapped around. But first it was just a regular piece of string, before it was wrapped around. And through this chut, it becomes the gedil, it becomes wrapped around now. Then it comes straight afterwards. Says the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katin Chav Dalid, this 12 gudlin has to be after you make the kasher. Mishum akshiru sho'isim b'gedil miskatzer. So when you make the knots and you make the ksharim, so it gets shorter. So therefore, you should start off, make sure you have yud gimel gudlin, and then yud gimel gudlin will come out to yud beis at the end. So he says it's a very, very important to have. Make sure that the tzitzis are minimal of yud beis gudlin, and if not, it's a problem. So even b'di'evit, it's not going to be not going to be good. That was Sif Dalid. The halachas of, we see that tzitzis have to be yud beis gudlin. We now continue with Sif A. Ein oisin at tzitzis me'at semer hanechas ba'koitzim k'shehatzoin roivtzim b'neihem. You should not make the tzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis, from the wool when the sheep was resting and lying down in the thorn bush. Hanechas ba'koitzim, then it was ripped off by the thorn bush, and then you want to use that wool that was ripped off from the sheep for the tzitzis. Not from the threads that are detached from the animal, and not from the remnants of the chassis that we had this week's parasha, the tazria, the chassis, the warp and the weft, right? You don't want to make from these remnants of the garment, of the weaving process, mishaya b'seifa bega, that remains from the garment. You don't want to make your tzitzis from all of these three materials, places where the material come from. What's the reason for this? The reason is, atam ishum bizei mitzvah. Bizei mitzvah is because you're disgracing the mitzvah. What are you making this out of? You're making it from the part that got stuck onto the thorns. You say, oh, you know, let me take that wool and turn that into my tzitzis strings. Let me take the wool from the leftover, from the material, the shirayim, right? If you go to the Rebbe, you get shirayim, that's good to have. You get your bracha. But don't do that with the mitzvah. Don't do that with the, that's busy, that's disgrace in the mitzvah. Says the Mishmur Sifkan Chafei, Ein oisin v'afilu b'dyevitz pasul. Even b'dyevitz is going to be pasul. If you make it out of these disgraceful places to get material from, even b'dyevitz, ex post facto, will not be kosher. Shehoiri mishayir, ein lahakshoiz, don't ask. The b'laf hachi yesh psul, the loit nitvu, hachudun l'shem tzitzis. You'll ask me, I'll tell you another reason why it's going to be pasul. What's another reason why it's going to be pasul? Because it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah. It wasn't spun l'shem mitzvah. So we already learned in Sif Aleph, you don't spin it l'shem mitzvah. It's possible. Okay. Says further. So what's the answer over here? It says Yeshlemin Demairi. We're talking about a case. Afilo heichid mitchilo tovu achut in l'shem tzitzis. V'achakach orag mehem beged. Afilo hachi is pasul mishum bizei mitzvah. So we're talking about like this. What you did was you started out l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and then you wove this material together for the tzitzis, and then you had these. You know, like sometimes what I'm envisioning is you have like sometimes you have a garment on at the edge of the garment that these threads coming out. That's what you're talking about. This mishayir, you have these little pieces coming out. You want to use those strings at the edge of the baguette. You want to use that for what? For the tzitzis. He says that's not appropriate. So you took care of the problem of you did spin it l'shma, and now it's just a situation of the problem is that it's a bizei mitzvah. With Sefer HaMa'ar, cause of a tam, yishum debinon hakonof min konof. The reason why it's a problem because it has to be, when you make tzitzis, hakonof, the pasuk says, min konof. It's coming from the corner. These leftover threads are not appropriate to be used for the tzitzis. Shem soilus at semer. They're the bad part, if you will, the soilus, the inferior quality of the tzemer. And the beged is not going to be made, says the ma'ar mikmoisin from them. V'inkein kol minei tzemer shehem gruyin. All types of tzemer, of wool, that is inferior quality. Shein beged nasim, you don't make a beged from them. Psul mitzitzis. So if you can't make a beged from the tzitzis, you can't use that type of wool for your tzitzis. If you can't use it to make a beged, you can't use it to make the strings. So I was just thinking like this. I want to ask you a question. Why is this? Why? What is one to do? If I can't make it for beged out of it, so I can't make it for my tzitzis strings. So on one end, it could be we learned last week when we started this these halachas that it's learned now from Parshas Tezriya with the Negoyim that it has to be that it's a beged, a shame beged. We discussed that. That could be one halachic understanding. I want to give a hashkafic perhaps suggestion as to why we have a halacha here in Sefei that you don't want to use to make your tzitzis from a material that was bizoy, was bazoy, was disgraced. It's not appropriate. So you don't make from the material that was caught in the thorns and this and that, or the leftovers, the threads. What does tzitzis do? Tzitzis, we said, is to remind us of all the mitzvahs. Just think about it for a second now. Imagine you make tzitzis from the most inferior quality material, from the most inferior quality place where you got the material from. You got it from the remnants of this and the leftover of that. And then you're going to use that to remind yourself of all the mitzvahs? So what happened with Kayin and Hevel? The Hakdama to how to do a mitzvah was to do the mitzvah. Hashem says to Kayin, my dear son, I love you dearly, but do better. Do better. Bring a better karma. When you do a mitzvah, you want to do the mitzvah the best way possible. So if we have here a mitzvah that reminds us of all the mitzvahs, you want to make sure that you do that mitzvah in the best way possible. You do that mitzvah the best way possible. You remind you of all the mitzvahs to do all the mitzvahs the best way possible. Not as a b'di'evet. Oh, I got to buy it. Made a check. It's done. Let's see further. Next halacha, Siv Vav. Yimasam mitzemer gozel. So, a few months ago, we learned about the halachas of Dal and Minim. That you can't have a lulav gozel, we said it's possible. Adasim, Aravus, Esrog, you can't steal it and use it. Of course, people say that sounds like ridiculous. You're going to steal a mitzvah item then do a mitzvah item? Let me ask you a question. Imagine a person parking his car, double parking, to go buy challah for Shabbos. So he's going to do a mitzvah. He's going to buy. But in the meantime, he blocks the person in, so then that person, when he comes out of the bakery, or he has to, wherever he came out from, he can't go because this tzaddik is buying his challah. Could you imagine such a ridiculous example like this? But sometimes these things happen, I know firsthand. But the person's doing a mitzvah. He's buying Shabbos, challah for Shabbos. So Maisa, we have to learn over here. Yimasal mitzemer gozel, if a person made tzitzis from wool that was stolen. Psulim. It's possible. Dichsiv osu lahem mishalahem. You have to make mishalahem. You have to have the tzitzis. You can't steal the tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Lahem, the bottom of the page, Sivkon Chav Zayin. Nira pasha duadin im lokach hatzitzis ba'akofa. You know, sometimes you have stores like the pharmacy down the block. You go there and they say you'd like to pick up the medicine or purchase something. Say, okay, I'll put in your tab, put in your credit. And they send you a bill whenever they send you the bill, and you pay the bill then. What happens if you buy something by the tzitzis store, and you can't find your wallet. It says, okay, send me a bill. It says, no problem. I know you're a good customer. Right, writes it down, sends you the bill. Says the Mishnah, near a pasha, dehu adinim lokach hatzitzis v'akofa. If you take the tzitzis on credit, v'hamoicher oil v'nofek azuza, and then the moicher, he says, Ruvain, you remember the tzitzis that you came in, he said you didn't have your wallet on you? And it's time to pay now. He says, oh yeah, okay, I'll take it tomorrow, I'll pay you tomorrow. So then the moicher, next, you know, Ruvain, it's today, tomorrow came and passed. What about today? So he's Ayel Novik Zuze, he's one, V'ze'eno Yerot L'Shama, and Reuven doesn't pay. The Medina Einem Shaloi, so halachically, it's not Reuven's. K'disim Chayshim Mishvad, he's seen Chayshim Mishvad. V'chol Kai Gav Nem Kain, Lo Yotzim Adin, Hatzitzis. Therefore, he's not Yotzim with the Tzitzis. Lo Yotzim Adin. He's not Yotzim with the Tzitzis. Now the Ramah clarifies, it says, V'davko Shigoz Al-Chutin. When is Reuven not yoytze the mitzvah? That's when he stole the strings. Stole the strings to make the tzitzis. And so he stole the actual strings. Alan gozal tzemer. But the Ramah says if Reuven stole tzemer, he stole wool, v'ason chutin, and he made him to chutin, in that case we say it's ksherim. I mean, gozel tzemer, if he stole tzemer, he stole the wool, and then he made the wool into strings. You hear this now? It's kosher. So, Reuven goes into the barn, steals the sheared wool, brings it home, makes strings out of it, puts it on, and we say it's kosher, he's mekayin mitzvah tzitzis. Sounds kosher to you? You don't like it?
No.
Okay. Miu lechadchila is also last season. Nonetheless, lechadchila he can't do this. Well, in bracha ayin lael in regard lechamon rather in reish simin tafresh mem tes. In regards to the bracha, take a look at the halachas of dalaminim. Like we learned earlier, in regards to making the bracha on these stolen tzitzis, that what you did is shina maisa. So you stole the wool, now you turned the wool into tzitzis. So it's a shina maisa. You changed. He changed it to something else now. Says the Mishmar Sifkon Chavches, when do we say it's not good if you stole it, you can't be yoytze with it, that's only if you stole the strings. V'oz, afil nisiyayishu abayilim posel. So we go back now to the sugyas of Yiyush, and Elam Etzias. And he says like this, V'oz, afil nisiyayishu abayilim, even if the bayilim became, were made it ownerless, they gave up hope. They gave up hope on this item, nisiyayish, they gave up hope. It's possible. Why? The Yush Leikon. What's the Yush? Yush means the owner gave up hope of getting it back.
Never get it back.
So the Baal says, I'm not going to get it back. So nonetheless, Yush itself, for the owner to give up hope, that alone will not create a kinyan. Yush Leikon. Va'afilu imlai hayu achutin shazurin v'shazorin. And even if the strings are not twisted together, and he himself twisted them together. So what's the afilu? Afilu is saying, maybe I did a shina maisa. Maybe I did an action that changes it. That changes it from strings to tzitzis. I twisted them together. I was shizaron. No, it's still not good. You know why? Explains the Mishnah Rura. Explains the Mishnah Rura from the Prima Godim. Because even though you twisted it together, but it didn't change in the name. The name still stayed the same. So when you change something, let me ask you like this. When you have wool, I have some wool in my house, on my desk, on my table, in my study. People come in there, they say, what is this? They have no idea what it is. I tell them it's wool. You know, like a sheep has wool. When you take that wool and you turn to strings, what do you call that now? You call it strings. You can call it wool. You don't call it wool. Shine Hashem, it's a different name. So in that case, once again, we're not saying this person should get shlishi. There's no tzaddik. We want to know halachically, is he koine? Is it his now? Because it has to be his in order to do the mitzvah. So in regards to it has to be his. Yeah, okay. He took the wool. He changed the status of what this was from wool. And now it's strings. Just like we learned the Elam Etzias. And now he said the person was miyayish. He gave up hope from getting it. So he said, Yush by itself, you're not koine, you don't acquire. But Yush with Shini Hashem, you are koine. So now he has strings, so it's yours.
So if he stole the sheep, that's the best.
Steal the sheep is the best.
If you steal the sheep, I'm going to get it back. Anything he does is going to change it, right?
He's saying if he steals a sheep,
right,
he's definitely going to change the sheep, the wool, to
right,
strings.
Sure, and the guy's probably going to say, oh, I have 100 sheep, I'm never going to get this sheep back.
So in regards to, is he fulfilling, is he able to do that mitzvah because it's called his? The answer is yes. Is he a tzaddik gomer or far from it? The answer is yes also. He's not a tzaddik gomer either. Okay, and far from that also. And of course, he's going to be responsible for stealing that sheep in the Shemayim. There's no question about it. There's no escaping it. That's what we have in Kapitel Yud. Kapitel
Why
Yud
do
of Tehillim.
We encourage this activity.
We don't encourage.
In
we
the
don't
way
encourage.
The Eved was saying he's mechaim the mitzvah. I mean, it's sort of an encouragement.
That's
ridiculous. I'll tell you. You're asking a good question. Honestly, like this. You're asking a good question. I don't want to call it encouragement. I would say like this. I would say that you're saying any aspect of one iota of concept of relationship to theft is theft. Theft is theft. So then how could you even entertain the possibility of changing it from wool, changing it to strings? That's what you're asking, right? I have your question clear?
You're doing an extreme, any iota. We're not talking about any iota.
I mean,
something more significant than an iota. I mean, you tend to make things very extreme. If, let's say, a little tiny piece, but I mean, he stole the string and made it into this. I mean, that's not an iota. That's a big thing.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm asking. I agree with you. I agree with you.
I mean,
so the answer to your question is like this.
Yeah.
There are four volumes of Shulchan Aruch. Dal and Chayki Shulchan Aruch. And they all work together. It's not like there's Aruch Chaim and Allah is Aruch Chaim and then do with Yerodeah. Yerodeah is not do with Chayshim Mishmah. Chayshim Mishmah. No. They're all connected. Mm-hmm. And it's Dal and Chayki Shulchan Aruch which we have to follow. So when a person steals something, we have to know, is it his? We just said you have to own it in order to do mitzvah. So we're not encouraging it. We want to know, is it called his? Now, once again, let's not make a mistake here. If a person does anything wrong, he will be punished. Right? There's no such thing as... That's this week's kapitel we're learning here now. A kapitel Yud and Tehillim Shir is... Chapter 10. Mm-hmm. Look at the psukim from Pasuk Beis to, I believe, is like Yud Aleph. It looks like the Rasha feels there's no punishment because he does whatever he wants. Now we get a little off topic here from the Mishnah Berurah here. It's time to stop now anyway because we turn to the next page. But that's the answer to your question. We're not encouraging this person. We want to know, is it called his? Because you could only do the mitzvah on, but you can't steal it. If it's a stolen item, that means it's not Mishalahem. Similar to Lekachem Lachem by Yomarisha. You have to take for yourself on the first day, right? You have to own it. But if you steal it, it's not called yours. So that's why I have the same Shiloh by the Lulav. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up Mitzvah tomorrow from Chav Ches.